Can you get out of here? That's the question physicists have pondered for centuries. How to permanently leave Earth? A cannonball fired upward always returned. With a greater explosive charge and a higher speed, the shell went farther. It wasn't hard to figure out what speed an object would need to fall around Earth's curve and leave our planet permanently. It was very nearly 7 miles a second. This is Earth's escape velocity. Sounds like a simple concept, and it is. For the Sun, the escape velocity is a whopping 384 miles per second. Since our fastest rockets only go about 10 miles per second, it's clear that if we were ever in the unfortunate situation of being stuck on the Sun, we'd never get away. Now fast forward to a black hole. Once you've crossed its event horizon, where gravity is so strong the escape velocity is equal to the speed of light, there'd seem to be no possibility of escape. But that's wrong. For there is no reason why a very powerful rocket that could continually supply acceleration couldn't escape from a black hole. The real problem is that space and time are so completely distorted around a black hole that, from the outside universe's perspective, an infinite amount of time must pass before an astronaut can appear to cross its event horizon, let alone emerge again. But if he or she did, then from Earth's perspective, an infinity of time has meanwhile elapsed. So from the astronaut's perspective, time has passed normally, and the rocket has gone in and then rather quickly come out. But with an eternity of time having meanwhile elapsed back home in our reality, what would the astronaut encounter? Whatever experiences they had, they'd have to keep it to themselves. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.